the spring of 1986, a group of friends gathered in Seaside, California, to talk informally with the unique and controversial philosopher Yuji Krishnamurti. Just who this enigmatic man really is remains a mystery, even to Yuji himself. Variously called an enlightened Buddha, a cynic, and the pit bull of spiritual teachers, Krishnamurti defies all categories. He insists that in our natural state of being, there is no mechanism present to inform us when we are awake or asleep, dead or alive, much less who or what we are. Yuji begins his case with the negation of even the possibility of serious spiritual inquiry. To discover the truth of what he is saying does not demand investigation at all. So simple and self-evident are the facts he deals with that no purposeful question, no special awareness, no spiritual preparations of any kind are called for. He insists that inquiry cannot be carried on outside the framework of the individual's compulsive search for happiness, freedom, or enlightenment. The urge to ask and inquire does not spring from an honest desire to discover ourselves, he says, but rather from the desire to avoid a disagreeable confrontation with our self-obsessed, life-denying existence. Our motive in questioning him is to defend and strengthen our own psychological continuity and nothing else. Self-knowledge, the holy grail of philosophers for centuries, is for Yuji impertinent bunk. This said, the viewer might rightly ask, what is to be gained from listening to such a man? In dispensing with the question and answer format, he rigorously avoids the patronizing I know, you don't know teacher-student relationship. Relieved of this burden, a non-authoritarian, spontaneous engagement can ensue. His means are both skillful and liberating, creating a milieu of freedom and humor where one can begin to sense the real content of Yuji's revelations. That content assumes the form of a fully functional and sane individual who has freed himself from the mad, misdirected search for absolutes, for perfection, happiness, God, bliss, or enlightenment. Yuji does not answer questions. He knocks off the questioner. For him, all questions are equally meaningless for two simple reasons. First, any answers will automatically be placed into old, preconceived frameworks. If they do not fit, they will be discarded without hesitation. Secondly, all questions of this kind are mental contrivances whose purpose is not dispassionate discovery, but the protection of a carefully constructed, ruthlessly guarded psychological entity, the questioner himself. The reality he refers to can be glimpsed not in the form of words and arguments, but in the power, grace, and inherent certainty of his every gesture and action. In the movement of a hand, and in the fair, even temperament, one can sense that immutable something, an undefinable ease of being which sets this man apart, not as an anomaly of nature, but as the long-awaited, natural fulfillment of the human promise. But let the viewer make no mistake. Yuji's simple, disarming message is not meant to merely inform or criticize. Upon closer scrutiny, one sees that this deceptively genial, unorthodox philosophy is placed squarely at the working end of a battering ram.
Yeah, no way. That's a minus, sir.
Come on, sir.